the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent for God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed, a man who was named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favoured, one of the Lord is you." But she was greatly troubled at saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. An angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for I have found the favour with God. And behold, you may conceive in your own womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. It will be a great and will be called the Son of Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and will reign over house and Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come up upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child be born will not call holy the Son of God. And behold, your Elizabeth of your old age has also conceived a son that has 6 months with her, who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Well done, Bethany. Thanks so much for reading that so well. That was really, really helpful. I want to talk to you now just for a few moments about that passage that Bethany read and about another passage we're going to be reading later on in the service. But just as I begin, I wonder if I was to ask you, what is your favorite letter? What you would say to me? Do you have any favorite letters you like? Yes, Hudson?
Huh?
Huh? For Hudson, yeah. Elliot, what about you? Eh, for Elliot, yeah. Any others? Yes, Stevie? R, did you say? Oh, I thought you were going like, Very nice, yeah? Christopher?
C.
C, wow. Well, this actually sets up my talk wonderfully, because my favorite letter is S. And that's not, it's not just because my name is Steve, but you think about it, it's maybe the S. You look at the shape of it, it looks like a big slide, it's wonderful. And think even just of all the words that we think of at Christmas that begin with S. You think of stuffing that we eat in our dinner. That might not be the first that you think of, but that's one of the ones I think of. What about stockings that you put some of your presents into? What about sausages, those wee sausages you have for your Christmas dinner? I love those. Absolutely delicious. Yes, Elliot, have you got something that begins? Star, the star. I didn't even think of that one. Others, yeah?
Season.
Tis the season, yes, Christopher?
Snow
is outside. Yes, now, that's lots. We could keep coming up with plenty of others, but S is a word we think about at Christmas a lot. So what I want to give you today is Christmas in five S's, okay? Christmas in five S's. I want to reflect on the reading we've just heard and walk through a little bit of the Christmas story with five words beginning with the letter S. Number one, the surprise. In the reading that Bethany just read, we read of a great surprise, that there was a young girl called Mary. And Mary wasn't really a special person for lots of reasons. She was just a normal person getting on with a normal life. And one day, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to come to Mary and to speak to her and to bring an amazing message. Mary was so surprised when the angel came to her and when the angel spoke amazing words to her. The angel said, "Greetings, highly favored one. The Lord is with you." So the Christmas story starts, in a sense, with an angel coming down to speak to this girl called Mary. And the angel had a message saying, God has his eyes on you, Mary. You are highly favored. God is going to do something very special with you. This is the surprise. But then we come to the second S. The Son. You see, the angel's announcement was that Mary was going to give birth and she was going to have a son. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive and in your womb and will bear a son." And then the angel speaks of the name she is to give this son who will be born. "You shall call his name Jesus." Now, in another part of the Bible, the gospel writers tell us that Jesus means he saves, because he will save people from their sins. So this must have been amazing. Mary was going to have a son. She was to give him the name Jesus because he was going to save people from sin. The angel went on to say, this son, he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. He will reign forever. Now, that was saying this son was going to be a king. And this king was going to rule over a kingdom. So somehow this son was going to save people from sins. He was going to be great. He would be called the Son of the Most High. He would reign and be a king forever and ever. And at the end, the angel said, he will be called holy, the Son of God. So this was a very special surprise of a very special son who was going to be a savior and save the whole world. Now the question is, how would Mary respond to this? Imagine if that was you and an angel came with such an announcement. How would Mary respond? Well, we're going to hear now about the third S. We've heard of the surprise, we've heard of the son, and now third, the servant. Mary initially asked this question, how can this be? How could there be the Son of God born to me? How can God, the Son, step down into the world, be in my tummy, be born and save the world? How can this be? It's not possible that something like that could happen to me. And the angel answered Mary with these beautiful words, "With God, nothing is impossible." You see, we have this great problem of sin that cuts us off from God. And the angel was making an announcement, a son is going to be born to you, Mary. He's going to be a savior. He's going to be great. It's going to be the Son of God coming into the world to save people from sin. Mary thought, is that even possible? And the angel said, yes, because with God, everything is possible. So how would Mary respond? Would she hear some more S's for you? Would she shove it away and say, I don't want to know. See this Jesus, see this him coming down to be the Savior, to save me from sins. I just want to shove that away. I don't want this. Would Mary do this? Or would she submit and serve and say, yes, I will welcome Jesus into my life. I will welcome this Savior to be my Savior. Well, Mary said this, I'm the Lord's servant. Let it be to me according to your word. So Mary didn't shove Jesus away. She embraced him and said, let this come to me. I will be his servant. And we have to ask the question this Christmas, how will we respond to the surprise of the Son of God coming into the world to save us. And I want to just ask each of you directly, young people, older people, really younger people over here, I'll not say really older people over here, how will you respond to the surprise of the Son? You can either shove Jesus away, I don't want this, or you can welcome Jesus and serve him and say, yes, let him come to me and be my Savior.
So our next reading is from Luke chapter 1, verse 46 to 55. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever. Amen.
Thanks very much, Heather. Well, just before I share this second part of the message this morning, I've got a job to do, and that's to light our second Advent candle. The period that we call Advent is a time of expectation. Advent means coming. We're preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ. During Advent, we ponder as a church, we think together, we just prepare ourselves as we remember the coming of Christ when he came into the world as light into darkness. But we also remember that Christ is coming again. Jesus Christ is coming again to rescue us, to renew us who are in him, to renew this whole world, and to bring in a new heavens and a new earth when all bad things, all pollution, all everything will be done away with once and for all. Last week, we remembered that the language the Bible often uses, or the metaphor the Bible uses, is Jesus coming into the world as a light into a dark place. And so, in the Sundays, as we build up towards Christmas, we're lighting a candle to celebrate and remember and prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. So we're going to light our second candle now. Hopefully this will go well for me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You see, all life is in Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world, and he can be your light, your hope this morning. Well, we've covered three of our five S's, Christmas in five S's. We've thought of the surprise of the angel's announcement to Mary. This message of a son being born who would be the Savior of the world. And we've heard Mary responding, saying, yes, I will serve the Lord. But now, number four, we have the song. You see, whenever Mary responded to this announcement of the Son of God coming into the world, it's not as if she reluctantly just said, okay, I'll do it. I'll carry Jesus. I'll be his mother. I'll do it. No. When she heard this announcement, she responded by saying, yes, I'm the Lord's servant. I welcome Jesus into my life. But she then burst into song, and she started to sing for joy because of the truth of Jesus coming into the world. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that singing is everywhere in our culture. I don't know if you're into the X Factor. I'm not. I got sick of it a long time ago. But people sing and they perform and they try to impress people with how good they are at singing. Maybe the X Factor's not your thing. Maybe this is your kind of singing. When the Northern Irish football team burst into song, I must say they are probably the most creative fans in the world. And their singing now is known all around the world because of how they sing and support their team, Northern Ireland. So maybe you don't like X Factor and singing in a church even like this is not your thing. Maybe Northern Ireland is your thing, maybe it is not, as in the football team. But Mary's song wasn't really like all of those songs. She wasn't singing just to perform, or she wasn't singing about something like football that would be here one day and gone the next. She was singing from a deep place of joy. All of us here, every single young person, all the youngest ones, all the older people, every single person in this room, in fact, every person who has ever existed on the face of this whole earth has the same desire. We all want to be happy. We all want to have joy. And every single thing we do is to that end, because we want to be happy. And Mary now starts to sing a song of the deepest happiness and joy the human can know. And that is knowing about Jesus Christ. This takes us to our fifth S of this Christmas in five S's. The Savior. You see, her song is about a Savior. She breaks into song and says, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Have you ever taken a magnifying glass and you've seen something that appears small and then you look through the magnifying glass and it looks really big? Well, sometimes God can be small in our lives. It's as if we sort of make him very small, not a big part. Well, Mary says, now that Jesus is coming into the world and now that I understand this, my whole soul wants to magnify God. I don't want him to be small or in the corner or in the margins of my life. My soul is just bursting, magnifying, praising, saying how big and great this God is. I'm rejoicing in God, my Savior. You see, Mary knew that she was empty before Jesus. But now that Jesus was coming into the world, she was singing and saying, "Now I feel full." She knew that spiritually before God, she was poor before Jesus. But now that Jesus was coming into the world and she was welcoming Jesus into her life, she felt so rich. And this was all because of this surprised son being born into the world. You see, Mary said in the middle of her song, "God has remembered mercy." So this was a song ultimately about God's mercy. And this is where we come to the heart of the Christmas message. You see, it's a song about a Savior because we all need to be saved. It's a song for joy because if we don't have Jesus, and we have sin in our lives, forever we'll be separated from God and we'll be in darkness. The Bible calls that place of separation from God ultimately hell, where we will not know any joy, any happiness, anything good. Instead, all we will know is punishment from God. And that would be terrible news. If because of sin, all we would know in the future would be punishment from God. And this is why Mary was singing for joy, because she was like, Jesus is coming into the world. God is being merciful. God is making a way for us to be forgiven. He's making a way for sin to be wiped out so that we can know him and be rescued and be with God in heaven. Be in a relationship with God, knowing him, loving him, He is what makes heaven heaven. And so this was a song of mercy, because the Christ that was born in the cradle was the Christ who would go to the cross. And he would die on the cross, taking our sin upon himself. And he would die and take it away from us. And he would rise again so that anyone who would trust in him could know a fresh new start and know peace with God. And you see, Mary was singing because she knew God's having mercy. If we welcome Jesus into our lives, if we turn away from our sin and pushing him to the corner of our lives, and we embrace him, we can know what it is to be saved. We can know joy with God. We can know peace and eternal life with him. And this is why Mary sang a song of joy because of the Savior. She said, "He who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name." And I wonder if each person here this morning could join in with that prayer and say and sing those same words. Do you know that the mighty God has done great things for you? And that great thing is Jesus Christ coming into the world. And all of us can welcome him into our lives. All of us can turn away from living for ourselves. All of us can believe and say, "Yes, I welcome Jesus." So we have to get back to this first question again. How would Mary respond to the surprise of the Son who is the Savior? And I asked the question, would she shove this all away or would she serve Jesus? And she said, "I'm the Lord's servant." But now I just want to ask, as we think of Mary's song for joy, how will you respond? Will you join in the song? Will you sing praise to God and say, "I will sing praise to the Lord. I will serve God. I will sing praise to him." Or will you this Christmas be silent? Because you see, it doesn't matter if Christmas to you is just all presents, busyness, a lunch, family, all of that. You can celebrate all of that at Christmas, but if you're not singing for joy to the Savior, you're being silent. So you can join the song by welcoming Jesus into your life and rejoicing in the Savior. So I just want to ask each of the young people and everyone here this morning, will you serve and sing to Jesus, or will you shove him away and be silent? So here we have it, Christmas in five S's: the surprise, the Son, the servant, the song, the Savior. And I just want to leave this before you. Will you shove or serve? Will you sing or be silent? Jesus can be your Savior. Jesus can be your Savior, boys and girls. Do you know that? And that at Christmas, we can really sing for joy as we welcome Jesus into our lives. Hell does not have to be a reality for us because we can embrace Jesus, God's Savior, and then rejoice that forever we will be with God. This is the greatest news in all the universe. And this is what Christmas is all about: the song of the Savior. And I pray that each of you will come to know Jesus and know the greatest gift of all this Christmas. The greatest thing on Christmas Day is not anything else. It is knowing that Jesus Christ has come into the world and that you have welcomed him as a Savior. Well, we're going to sing our closing hymn now, which is a lovely hymn inviting us all to come, to be faithful, to join the song of the joyful and the triumphant. So let's stand together and join in the song of Christmas and sing with joy to our Savior God.